You're listening to Community Matters on 92 Gold and 104.3 Kinzu Country.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Community Matters. I am your host, John Robbins. And before we get to our interview with Cassie from the Warren Public Works, great conversation there about some spring cleaning, recycling, and so on as we get into that time of year. But some things going down at the Warren Public Library for adult programming in April. Just a couple things here right up early in the month. Book club informational meeting from 6:30 to 7 on April 3rd. It is in the Jefferson Room. They're going to start official book club. You come join the group. So the informational meeting April 3rd, that is a Thursday, from 6:30 to 7:30 in the Jefferson Room. And then Craft Day, I cannot speak, Terrariums, Monday, April 7th, from 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. and 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. Registration is required for that one. Then just a couple days later, on Wednesday, it is movie night in the Slater Room from 5:30 to 7:30 on the 9th, a 1957 epic war film based on a 1952 French novel of the same name. So tune in for that one. The next day, April 10th, from 6 to 7:30, the Slater Room. Registration is required for this one. It is trivia night. So get ready. Get your knowledge ready for trivia night. On Saturday, April 12th, the Master Gardeners Program from 11 a.m. to noon in the Slater Room. Registration also required for that one. Chair Yoga on Monday, April 14th from 5:30 to 6:30, and Thursday, April 17th from 12:30 to 1:30, both in the afternoon. A gentle practice where you'll be stay seated and use the aid of a chair in the Jefferson Room. Game night, Wednesday, April 23rd, 5:30 to 7:30 in the Slater Room. Tabletop games, you are provided, but feel free to bring your own. And then the Fiber Arts Club on Thursday, April 24th from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Jefferson Room. Bring your own project to work on and come socialize with fellow artists. And the last thing for adult programming at the Warren Public Library is the Dyson Combat Society, Saturday, April 26th from 1 to 4 p.m. in the Slater Room. Tabletop fantasy role-playing games. Have some fun there. And if you wish to find more events, not just adult, but also children's, teens, any of those types of things going on at the Warren Public Library, and just more information about the library, you can go to warrenlibrary.org. Once again, warrenlibrary.org.
Welcome back to Community Matters on Warren Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Community Matters. I am your host, John Robbins. I'm joined by Cassie from the Warren Public Works. There are a couple things you have for everybody out there here in Warren. First of all, it's becoming springtime. You're doing a little bit of that spring cleaning. What does that entail for residents of Warren? What they need to know to help them, help you at the Public Works?
Yep. Thank you, John. So every year, about the middle of April, the City of Warren DPW operates a spring cleanup program. So we put out a schedule ahead of time, which I don't have necessarily locked down quite yet, but we'll put it on the paper, Facebook. I'm sure I'll come back and do something on the radio with you again. We ask that residents pay attention to the schedule because there's certain streets that are picked up on certain days, and we usually do it for about 2 weeks. We offer a curbside pickup for all of the materials that have fallen over the course of the winter, you know, let people get ready to plant new spring plants, take out old bushes, stuff like that. We ask that you have it out well before your scheduled days. I mean, you can start putting stuff out now. I know we've had a stretch of nice days this week. And those items that we do collect are leaves, which they have to be in a separate pile, brush clippings, tree limbs and branches. We do ask that you keep like your grass and your leaves separate from your branches. You put them in like a nice neat pile on the curb in between the sidewalk and the street. And you cannot put it in the street. I know a lot of people like to, you know, rake their leaves into the street, but that's you're not allowed to do that. We also offer, you know, if people are looking to kind of get rid of stuff now or throughout the year, we offer our yard cleanup services at our sewer treatment plant. We have dumpsters over there that are open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Saturdays and Sundays, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m., where you can dispose of tree branches, grass clippings, you know, small bushes, stuff like that. Any kind of organic material can be disposed of in those marked dumpsters. And that service is free to city residents. We also then, in the spring and in the summer, we take that organic material and we actually process a compost pile. And then we offer that compost free down at Betts Park. We actually have some compost available already down there. So like I said, those people that are getting ready to plant their spring bulbs and trim their trees and bushes and whatnot, we do have compost already available.
And once again, it was pretty early on, just in case anybody tuned in kind of halfway through. Once that schedule is finalized, which obviously they're not right now, where can they check it out just for future reference?
Yep. So we make sure that we publish it on our City of Warren government Facebook page, on our cityofwarrenpa.gov website. It'll usually be at the very top of the page. There'll be a ticker about spring cleanup that you can click on. And we also, I try to get back to the radio and the newspaper so that I try to cover all my bases with notifying residents of when their section is to be picked up.
So everyone stay tuned for that in the future for whenever that schedule is finalized. But also, as well, there's the recycling that is going on as well. Just kind of a reminder as we approach the spring season.
Yeah. So curbside recycling services are a mandated service in the city of Warren. We are mandated by DEP to offer the services to our residents. And though you do pay for that in your sewer bill as a mandated service, we do offer free recycling bins. And we also go around once a year, usually around Thanksgiving before Christmas, and we deliver over 4,000 magnets and packets to the residences in the city of Warren. And I understand a lot of people move in and out of, you know, rental homes or people sell their houses. A lot of people don't necessarily know to call the city and let us know that they've moved into a residence. So I have no problem, you know, getting the guys to get you some bins, get you a packet. It just requires you to give me a call or an email, and we can get you new bins if you just need them replaced as well for no cost. And my contact information is 814-723-6300, extension 120. And my email is kdamcott, and that's D-A-M as in Mary, C-O-T-T at cityofwarrenpa.gov.
Well, Cassie, anything else to add to this? I mean, got everything out there. I mean, right into that spring cleaning type of mood. So thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Community Matters on 92 Gold and 104.3 Kinzu Country.